Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I am okay, because I'm back inside out of the rain that fell on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
The most surprising. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we thought we were free and clear. The forecast had said once the sun broke around 5, it would be fine, and so we thought.
The surprising thing to me was that nobody left.
That was fascinating. Everyone just kept going and had a blast. You know, the kids were having a great, great time.
It did seem that way for sure, and the flag-raising ceremony was a big hit, I think, as well. The performers didn't let the rain dampen them, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. The spirit was there. It didn't affect people at all. I mean, there were a few folks that went to their cars, but they came back as soon as the rain stopped. They came back up the hill and enjoyed the rest of the evening.
I was trying to remember. I think that's the first time, at least in a very long time, that it started to rain during the parade.
Yeah, it's the first time in my recollection.
Yeah.
And of course, if you had, you know, if we had a little bit of a heads up on it, we would have had some umbrellas and some other things.
Right.
To be ready for it, you know. I mean, standing there viewing stand, as was everybody else, and just getting soaking wet, nothing you can do.
Exactly.
And once you get wet, it's over anyway, so.
I think that's what everybody is just kind of gave in and said, well, we're here, let's go with it.
Exactly. There weren't any bugs up there.
This is true. And the fireworks went off as well. They were able to do that. I wasn't sure, but they look great.
Yeah, if it had gone much longer and gotten much heavier, that might have been a problem. But they told us we're right on the threshold.
Right.
But it worked out. Dan Quirk comes through every year for us. And that's just such an incredible show.
And the plus of it all was that there was no brush fire on Pond Island this year.
Well, they were ready. They had some priming over there. But the flip side is we've had so much rain, even that day, that dampened everything.
Yep.
I mean, some years it was so dry that, you know, the slightest ember could kick things off. But
The
ground was pretty saturated.
Indeed. And I think for a lot of folks it was the first time seeing the improvements to Pageant Field.
Yes. People were blown away with the improvements to Pageant at Marymount Park. It's spectacular up there. The popping guys and our contractors did an incredible job. I mean, it's a beautiful spot, as you know well, Joe, but the embellishment with the project just makes the place pop. And somebody said to me, how did you get to move the water closer to the park? It's just the way we carved out some of the vistas and the new walkway, and it just really is beautiful. I hope people enjoy it.
Yeah, I did take a stroll right around the whole quarter mile or so there of the new pathway, and it's just it's a lovely little jaunt. It really is.
Yeah, it's about 4/10 of a mile, just under 1/2 mile.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So it's a nice walk for people.
Any future improvements coming in other parks that we should know about?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah. I don't know off the top of my head. Murphy and his clan are always planning, and I'm certainly always encouraging it. I get that a lot from folks, that the parks are beautiful in Quincy. I think they definitely, we're head and shoulders out of most communities above what most people have. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, we just a couple of years ago replaced every tot lot and playground equipment there was. So we've stayed up with them. And that's the hotel tax has really been a huge help in providing that continued improvement to the parks across the city.
Yeah, and I see that there is a whole series of events planned at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. The group of folks have gotten together and really taken that by the reins and pushed it forward.
Yeah, see what happens. That's what, you know, once we learned there was a lot of interest, we backed off on changing the use and said, okay, let's program and see what happens.
Yeah, so we've got programs almost every Friday night and over the summertime going on up there, so it's nice to see.
Absolutely.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the salary increases that were approved by the City Council last night and going forward as well, improvements going on to North Quincy High School and the Kennedy Center?
Sure. Yes, well, as you know, we had a national firm do a study of our appointees, our non-union employees, our department heads, mid-level managers right across the board, and as we know, in many cases, they were way low. Some were fine. so we, at the recommendation of the Gallagher Company, in conjunction with, you know, some of our own input, we went to the City Council with a package to include in the budget. You know, the department heads, mid managers and all, they work extremely hard. And, you know, in my view, they deserve this upgrade. It was, the market is getting more difficult. And I was concerned about keeping people. You can't blame people for wanting to better themselves for their families. In many cases, these folks work in Quincy and take that hometown discount, and which is fine, but it shouldn't be such a disparity, and some of them were way low compared to other communities our size. So I think it's a fair package. I appreciate the City Council looking at it that way and appreciate their support on it. They certainly understand the work that these folks do each and every day. So I'm grateful for that. The Kennedy Center is kind of a surprise to all of us, but over time, the salt water under that building, as you know, the building's on piles, and sometimes the water table comes up and drains through and goes out, as was designed. But that over time, the salt water really did a job on the components of the structure under the building. So that's really some emergency repairs that need to be done. It's not something anyone's going to see, but if we don't deal with it, we'll be having some real challenges keeping that building in its proper form. So appreciate the council's support on that one as well. And of course, North Quincy High, again, it's a maintenance issue. This isn't these aren't luxury items. This is real stuff. You know, when you have 80 plus buildings, this is the stuff you deal with on a regular basis. And just like at home, and we want to stay ahead of it, certainly.
And also approval of a package for the Furnacebrook Golf Course Clubhouse and Forbes Hill Park improvements as well.
Yes, as we've talked about, I'm sure, in several Tuesday morning shows, the Furnacebrook Golf Club, that whole program, that was baked in back in the early 70s when the city cut a deal with the owners of the golf course to, for 50 years, to essentially eat the taxes on it. At the end of the 50 years, the city would own the site. So I know there were some folks that thought I was out looking to buy a golf course. So this was decided a long time ago, and we agreed to keep it as open space. You know, David Murphy, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, he held several meetings with the community up there. We had traffic department weigh in on reports, the building department weigh in. We had drainage issues that we looked at. And so it was a comprehensive plan, and, you know, moving forward, we do bring in significant revenue with the golf up there. Therefore, the revenue offsets most of the cost of the improvements. But the building was very old. It didn't meet ADA accessibility. Structurally, there were some challenges. It would have been putting lipstick on a pig, I mean, honestly. So much easier to start fresh, start new. So the facility will meet all the standards of today and to be enjoyed by the players and the neighborhood. Or go up and grab a hamburger or a drink and enjoy the beautiful view. So I think we're in a good place. We had a plan. We modified the plan based on neighborhood input, and we're now moving forward.
Nick, concerned about the current interest rate climate, though, borrowing in this heightened interest rate climate?
No, ideally, no. You'd want better rates, but, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as I saw the performer on this, that the revenue from the golf should cover most of that investment and pay down the bond on the building. So that's a great thing. You know, the interest rates, we had a long period of time when they were artificially low. We certainly enjoyed that and took advantage of it with a number of building projects, but we knew that wasn't going to last forever. So the marketplace is a little different, but that's life. I mean, people buying their homes with this new rate as well. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of concerns raised during discussion last night about the salary increases. One, that they were biased, gender biased against women. Do you feel that that's true?
That's a lot of baloney. The reality is we set our salaries based on positions, responsibilities, and there's a number of key women in my administration do remarkable work for, you know, purchasing and treasurer, collector, chair of assessors, I mean the city clerk, the city auditor, I mean, the traffic engineer, I could go on and on, and the positions they're in, all of them got significant increases that meet the comparisons of those positions to other communities. So it was all about the positions. I think that's a bunch of political hogwash, quite frankly.
And another suggestion that a review, a salary review like this, be done more frequently, so salaries are kept up to date. Do you think that's a valid concern?
Well, I think if we keep up now with the, see, what happens is there are years things fall behind, and you don't get the, you know, you deal with the unions, and sometimes the department heads don't get that annual increase. And that's what happens; they start to fall behind. So, if we maintain going forward the cost of living increases, then we shouldn't run into this issue.
Very good, Mayor. Appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Stay dry out there.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.